理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 2. Every society has a set of deep cultural attitudes that are clear to the majority of its members. So clear, in fact, that they may seem like the only right way. And the deep cultural attitudes of any society are reflected in its system of education. The three texts in this unit explore some of the different ways culture affects education.Not only surface differences, like the contents of the lessons, or whether the students stand up when the teacher enters the room, but also on deeper levels that are rarely discussed or even thought about until two cultures meet in a classroom.
Text A, Why They Excel by Fox Butterfield. Kim Chi Trin was just 9 when her father used his savings to buy a passage for her on a fishing boat that would carry her from Vietnam. It was a heartbreaking and costly sacrifice for the family, placing Kim Chi on the small boat among strangers in hopes that she would eventually reach the United States, where she would get a good education and enjoy a better life. It was a hard journey for the little girl and full of risks.Long before the boat reached safety, the supplies of food and water ran out. When Kim Chi finally made it to the U.S., she had to cope with a succession of 3 foster families. But when she graduated from San Diego's Patrick Henry High School in 1988, she had straight A's and scholarship offers from some of the most prestigious universities in the country.I have to do well, says the 19-year-old, now a second-year student at Cornell University. I owe it to my parents in Vietnam. Kim Chi is part of a wave of bright, highly motivated Asian Americans who are suddenly surging into our best colleges. Although Asian Americans make up only 2.4% of the nation's population, they constitute 17.1%of the undergraduates at Harvard, 18% at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and 27.3% at the University of California at Berkeley. Why are Asian Americans doing so well? Are they grinds, as some stereotypes suggest? Do they have higher IQs? Or can we learn a lesson from them about values we have long treasured but may have misplaced?Like hard work, the family, and education. Not all Asians are doing equally well. Poorly educated Cambodian refugee children, for instance, often need special help, and many Asian Americans resent being labeled a model minority, feeling that this is reverse discrimination by white Americans, a contrast to the laws that excluded most Asian immigrants from the U.S. until 1965.But prejudice nevertheless. The young Asians' achievements have led to a series of fascinating studies. Perhaps the most disturbing results come from the research carried out by a University of Michigan psychologist, Harold W. Stevenson, who has compared more than 7,000 students in kindergarten, first grade, third grade, and fifth grade in Chicago and Minneapolis with counterparts in Beijing,Taipei and Sendai. On a battery of math tests, the Americans did worst at all grade levels. Stevenson found no differences in IQ, but if the differences in performance are showing up in kindergarten, it suggests something is happening in the family even before the children get to school. It is here that various researchers' different studies converge.Asian parents are motivating their children better. The bottom line is, Asian kids work hard, Stevenson says. The real question, then, is how Asian parents imbue their offspring with this kind of motivation. Stevenson's study suggests a critical answer. When asked why they think their children do well, most Asian parents said, hard work.By contrast, American parents said talent. From what I can see, criticizes Stevenson, we've lost our faith in the idea that we can all get ahead in life through hard work. Instead, Americans now believe that some kids have what it takes and some don't. So we start dividing up classes into fast learners and slow learners, whereas the Chinese and Japanese feel all children can succeed in the same curriculum. This belief in hard work is the first of three main factors contributing to Asian students' outstanding performance. It springs from Asians' common heritage of Confucianism, the philosophy of the 5th century BC Chinese sage, whose teachings have had a profound influence on Chinese society. One of Confucius's primary teachings is that through effort, people can perfect themselves. Confucianism provides another important ingredient in the Asian's success as well. In Confucian philosophy, the family plays a central role, an orientation that leads people to work for the honor of the family, not just for themselves. One can never repay one's parents, and there's a sense of obligation or even guilt that is as strong a force among Asians as Protestant philosophy is in the West. There's yet another major factor in this bond between Asian parents and their children. During the 15 years I lived in China, Japan, and Vietnam, I noticed that Asian parents establish a closer physical tie to their infants than most parents in the United States. When I let my baby daughter crawl on the floor, for example, my Chinese friends were horrified and rushed to pick her up. We think this constant attention is old-fashioned or even unhealthy, but for Asians, it's highly effective. Can we learn anything from the Asians? I'm not naive enough to think everything in Asia can be transplanted, says Stevenson, but he offered three recommendations. To start with, he says, we need to set higher standards for our kids. We wouldn't expect them to become professional athletes without practicing hard. Second, American parents need to become more committed to their children's education, he declares. Being understanding when a child doesn't do well isn't enough. Stevenson found that Asian parents spend more time helping their children with homework or writing to their teachers than American parents do. And third, our schools could be reorganized in simple but effective ways, says Stevenson. Nearly 90% of Chinese youngsters say they actually enjoy school, and 60% can't wait for school vacations to end. This is a vastly more positive attitude than youngsters in the US express. One reason may be that students in China and Japan typically have a break after each class, helping them to relax and to increase their attention spans. I don't think Asians are any smarter, says Don Lee, an Asian-American student at Berkeley. There are brilliant Americans in my chemistry class, but the Asian students work harder. I see a lot of wasted potential among the Americans.
New words. Excel.
Savings.
Heartbreaking.
Costly.
Sacrifice.
Risk.
Cope.
Succession.
Successive.
Foster.
Scholarship.
Owe.
Owing.
Motivate.
Surge.
Constitute.
Constitution.
Constitutional.
Grind.
Stereotype.
Misplace.
Refugee.
Resent.
Label.
Minority.
Minor.
Discrimination.
Reverse discrimination.
Discriminate.
Contrast.
Exclude.
Exclusion.
Exclusive.
Exclusively.
Immigrant.
Prejudice.
Series.
Fascinating.
Fascinate.
Disturbing.
Disturb.
Disturbance.
Kindergarten.
Counterpart.
Battery.
Converge.
The bottom line.
Imbue.
Offspring.
Critical.
Criticize.
Criticism.
Curriculum.
Factor.
Outstanding.
Heritage.
Philosophy.
Sage.
Primary.
Ingredient.
Central.
Orientation.
Repay.
Obligation.
Guilt.
Bond.
Crawl.
Horrify.
Unhealthy.
Naive.
Transplant.
Recommendation.
Vacation.
Vastly.
Vast.
Positive.
Span.
Attention span.
Text B. Methods of Education, East and West. A teacher from Canada recently visited an elementary school in Japan. In one class, she watched 60 young children as they learned to draw a cat. The class teacher drew a big circle on the blackboard, and 60 children copied it on their papers. The teacher drew a smaller circle on top of the first, and then put two triangles on top of it. The children continued their cats in exactly the same way. The lesson continued until there were 61 identical cats in the classroom. The Canadian teacher was startled by the lesson. The teaching methods and their effects were very different from those in her own country. An art lesson in a Canadian school would lead to a room full of unique pictures, not a series of identical cats. Why? What causes this difference in educational methods? In any classroom in any country, the instructor teaches more than just art or history or language. Part of what's going on, consciously or not, is the teaching of culture, the attitudes, values, and beliefs of the society. Every education system is inevitably a mirror that reflects the culture of the society it is part of. In many Western societies, such as the United States or Canada, which are made up of many different nationalities, religious groups, and cultural orientations, individualism and independent thinking are highly valued. And these values are reflected by the education systems in these countries. Teachers emphasize the qualities that make each student special. Students are seldom expected to memorize information. Instead, they are encouraged to think for themselves, find answers on their own, and come up with individual solutions. At an early age, students learn to form their own ideas and opinions, and to express their ideas in class discussion. In Japan, by contrast, the vast majority of people share the same language, history, and culture. Perhaps for this reason, the education system there reflects a belief in group goals and traditions rather than individualism. Japanese school children often work together and help one another on assignments. In the classroom, the teacher is the main source of knowledge. He or she lectures, and the students listen. There is not much discussion. Instead, the students recite rules or information that they have memorized. The advantage of the education system in Japan is that students there learn the social skill of cooperation. Another advantage is that they learn much more math and science than most American students. They also study more hours each day and more days each year than their North American counterparts do. The system is demanding, but it prepares children for a society that values discipline and self-control. There are, however, disadvantages. For one thing, many students say that after an exam, they forget much of the information they memorized. For another,
The extremely demanding system puts enormous psychological pressure on students and is considered a primary factor in the high suicide rate among Japanese school-age children. The advantage of the education system in North America, on the other hand, is that students learn to think for themselves. They learn to take the initiative, to make decisions and take action without someone telling them what to do. The system prepares them for a society that values creative ideas and individual responsibility. There are drawbacks, however. Among other things, American high school graduates haven't studied as many basic rules and facts as students in other countries have. And many social critics attribute the high crime rate in the U.S., at least partially, to a lack of discipline in the schools.
New words. Method.
Triangle.
Consciously.
Conscious.
Consciousness.
Inevitably.
Reflect.
Reflection.
Emphasize.
Recite.
Cooperation.
Self-control.
Disadvantage.
Extremely.
Suicide.
Suicide rate.
Initiative.
Initiate.
Drawback.
Crime rate.
Partially.
Partial.